the breathing, the stretching, the peace. Can you say, It's time to lift the yoga mat. Take a look at what yoga can and cannot do for you.
Let's check it out with personal trainer Fairfax Hackley in your Best Body Report. I could see you're already stretching behind the microphone there, Hack.
True. I greet you both with the Hindu word namaste, which means the divine in me salutes the divine in you.
And isn't that a lovely thing?
It is, especially since you're so divine.
Let's talk about yoga, because over the years it has become ubiquitous. It's very, very popular.
Well, besides being a multi-million dollar business, it's practiced by over 20 million Americans with an annual increase of growth of 20%. And it has enjoyed widespread growth in sports, health and fitness, and the entertainment industry. Celebrities doing yoga include Sting, Madonna, Lady Gaga, Adam Levine, Matthew McConaughey, Robert Downey Jr., Russell Simmons, Jessica Biel, and Woody Harrelson. But the yoga we see today has evolved tremendously from the yoga 5,000 years ago. There's so many different styles. There's even yoga for your dog. And Fido's favorite pose, down human.
Very funny.
Give us the benefits of yoga, what are they?
Well, for Hatha, balance, flexibility, coordination, strength, reduction of stress. And that's why a lot of people really kind of take it up. Deep diaphragmatic breathing and a positive outlook. But people report the primary reason is that it really helps them deal with the day-to-day activities of everyday life.
What should you look for in a yoga class, Hack?
Well, the first thing would be a good experienced teacher, qualified, someone who's had many years. Also, know exactly what it is that you're looking for in a class. Ask a lot of questions. Observe a class. And know that some poses, like the backbend, shoulder, and headstands, can be potentially injurious.
Yeah, talk about that a little bit. I know my wife has tried yoga several times, and while she likes it on one level, she says it's not necessarily the most comfortable thing. Talk about the potential dangers there.
Well, you know, teachers have worked hard, Sean, to try to alleviate and make it as safe as possible. Mm-hmm. But if you have a pre-existing condition, please consult with a healthcare provider or experienced teacher to help you through pre-existing conditions. While it may be good for the body, it may not be good for everybody. And for instance, headstands are not good for people with neck and back injuries, glaucoma, or cerebrovascular problems. Also, if you have a twist, doing twists can also hurt you if you have a hip replacement.
Listen, I'm going to interrupt you. We have to go, but do talk very briefly about yoga and aerobic exercise. I mean, it's not good for that, right?
No, it is not. Believe it or not, the output for Hatha yoga is only 15%. The American College of Sports Medicine recommends you do anywhere from 50 to 85%.
All right. Fairfax Hackley with our Best Body Report.